Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat. My name is Dave Taylor. Thanks for checking us out today as we preview WWE's Backlash in France, which is happening. A card of five matches on it. We'll go through with predictions on the show. And should be some great wrestling action on that particular show. Again, my name is Dave Taylor, Eat Sleep Podcast, Pete, a wrestling podcast. We're out of Virginia, part of a couple of radio stations, FM 99 and 106.9 The Fox, a couple of rock stations. And you can find us on their websites under the media tab at fm99.com and 106.9thefox.com. Facebook and Twitter, ESPR99. And, well, you're listening to us in the podcast app, so anywhere you have a, you know, podcast app like you're doing this, you know, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, iTunes, Apple, you search ESPR Wrestling. You can Google us, too. ESPR Wrestling, you'll find a lot of stuff. It's always weird because we're on IMDb somehow, and I appreciate how that happened. But SoundCloud, yeah, Spotify, all those options. Check out Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat, ESPR. Follow, subscribe, get notifications. We've done some awesome interviews as of late. Becky Lynch has been on the show. She was fantastic. We talked to Sean Durkin. He wrote and directed the Iron Claw movie, the movie about the Von Erichs, which if you're an old school wrestling fan, go down that journey. Watch that movie. Just you know how it ends, but just prepare yourself for that. Yeah, thanks for checking us out, everyone. Let's do it. Let's business out of the way. And let's preview the five matches we have for WWE Backlash France. They did the big SmackDown show there last night. And here we go. Yeah, the five matches on the card. We'll start with the one match that's not a title match. It's a tag team match. Randy Orton and Kevin Owens taking on the Bloodline. That's Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga. And you know, I see in this match the Bloodline kind of needs a victory. You know, Solo, I read since he beat like John Cena last year, you know, thought, oh man, he's going to get this huge push. Like, he lost everything. You know, I don't, you know, is Jimmy Uso going to get involved here? Is any of that? I don't see that yet in this particular case. I mean, we haven't seen him since, April 12th, since he got beat up by Tama and Solo Sikoa. But the Bloodline should win this match. It would make the most sense since Solo's kind of, you know, taken over the Bloodline for now and everything else. And I got a feeling you might see those guys a little later on the card. And then you got the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship match. That's the Kabuki Warriors defending the title against Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. So you got Asuka and Kairi Sane defending the title. And this is, if any title is going to change hands on this show, this, to me, would be the one. Because you're not going to have Bianca or you're definitely not going to have Jade eat a loss here. Unless there's some sort of DQ finish, which you really hate to have on a premium live event. Let's you know, pass the title along here. It's cool that we get a tag team title match on a live event. Didn't get that Mania. But I'm going to go with Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill becoming your new women's tag team champions. And then the other women's side, you have the a triple threat match for Bayley's women's championship. She defends against Naomi and Tiffany Stratton. It's not quite Tiffy time yet. We're going to get there. She's been fantastic since her arrival from NXT. Naomi's been great since coming back. And, you know, let's get Bayley's championship reign going here. It's been a slow go. I mean, she's a face, but she doesn't have, like, you know, like the turn's been there, but I don't know. She had a great match with, of course, Io Sky at Mania. I look at Bayley retaining here, more likely Naomi getting the pin. So Bayley and Tiffany Stratton feud can continue. And we'll see how that goes. You know, we'll see how long Bayley's, you know, all these reigns are going to last, you know, because you're kind of wondering with like that. And, you know, at some point, you know, like Sami Zayn recently won the title, you know, it's like, how long are they going to hold those titles in the situation? I see Bayley retaining here. All right, then you get the World Heavyweight Championship match, and I hope they do everything they can to make Damian Priest look good here, taking on Jey Uso. Jey Uso challenging him. Oh, sorry, main event Jey Uso. This will not be the main event. What I do see is the Bloodline getting involved here, costing Jey the match. so Damian wins. I just hope they do everything to make Damian Priest look strong. Dude needs to have it. Natsi has looked weak, but, you know, there's some up and down stuff with the Judgment Day. And, you know, we'll see what other members of a Judgment Day are in there. You know, Dominic is hurt. JD McDonough kind of getting on Damian Priest's nerves. And we'll see Finn's involvement as well. But I see the Bloodline costing Jey Uso this match. And the question is, with all this going on, because, you know, somebody's going to show up in a hoodie, and it'll probably be the Bloodline. But will somebody else show up in a hoodie? Would that be Jimmy Uso coming to the rescue of Jey Uso? You know, is it too soon for the reunion? Okay, we haven't seen Jimmy in a couple of weeks, but if Jimmy was going to return, this would be the show for that to happen. But I do see Damian Priest retaining in this match. And I do ask, make him look strong. Can we do that, please? He needs that in this situation. And then it's time for the main event of the evening. Cody Rhodes defending the undisputed WWE Championship against AJ Styles. And I got a feeling, and I'm hoping for it, but, you know, it always happens when you expect AJ Styles to tear it down with somebody. It just doesn't happen that way. Shinsuke Nakamura at WrestleMania, Edge at WrestleMania. Although Shinsuke and AJ would have better matches later on. Their last man standing match is one of the best matches, and that's a type of stipulation match. Like, go out of your way and watch that one. That was great. So I am hoping here Cody and AJ Styles tear down the house. Cody should retain here. No issues. We'll see if the Bloodline get involved in any way. I do expect him to get involved in the Jey Uso match in that situation. But I see Cody retaining his title against AJ Styles. I don't know if this will be a five-star match, according to some people, but I am hoping for it to be very good and awesome to see AJ Styles get another main event run for that dude's awesome career. It's hard to believe this is the first time that they've wrestled each other. That is amazing. There you go. Five matches for WWE Backlash France, somehow a three-hour show. So if you start it late, you know, you can kind of fast-forward through the entrances and stuff and kind of speed up the process. If you're watching it live, well, you know, you got a lot of time in between matches with commercials and everything else now they have on their premium live events. But there you go. Hopefully the crowd is hot. You know, new arena in France, and they're doing this big show. We'll see how that goes. And, so I'm looking at the Bloodline to beat Orton and Owens. Bianca Belair and Jay to become new women's tag team champions. Bayley to retain, Damian Priest to retain, and Cody Rhodes to retain as well, which is crazy. We had a lot of title changes at WrestleMania. So, but all of them are going to keep their titles. I think it's too soon for a switch. There you go. Eat Sleep Podcast. Repeat your preview, your predictions of WWE Backlash France. Again, Eat Sleep Podcast. Repeat ESPR at Facebook and Twitter, ESPR 99. SoundCloud, TuneIn, Spotify, Apple, Stitcher. Just Google ESPR Wrestling and we'll come up. Yeah, all over the place. There you go. SoundCloud as well. That's where I upload these files when we're done. 1069tofox.com, FM99.com, on the media tab. My name is Dave Taylor. Enjoy WWE Backlash France. And as always, make sure you eat, sleep, podcast, and repeat. Have a great day, everybody.